Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave J. Schmidt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The DH, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Shug. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy Nosek. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Anderson. The throw from Noakes and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Orsilak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Orsilak reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Tettleton moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Traber hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rene Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Mike Schwab now pitching. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pettis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Keith Moreland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moreland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Noakes and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bergman hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheridan moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Orsalak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Ripken moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley is walked intentionally. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. Anderson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to second. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsalak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheridan for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bergman scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Shue for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynn. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to third. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schwab, and towards Trammell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Schwab scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradley for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Noakes is 0-for-2 in the game. Noakes hits a line drive towards third. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bergman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsolac is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsolac for the out. Tettleton moves to third. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Traber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tettleton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Frank Williams now pitching. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis strikes out. 1 out. Fred Lynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Noakes is 0-for-3 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsalak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath pinch hits for Pat Sheridan. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heath strikes out. Tettleton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Heath out. 1 out. Gary Ward pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shue hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.